So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
Hi, it's Dan, and welcome to the podcast. Hope you're well this morning. So in this podcast, we're going to talk to you about how I designed my client experience. And so specifically, we're going to be talking about my digital marketing clients, of which is a growing band, a growing troop of people who all shout from the rooftops about how good we are, which is really, really awesome. And there's a couple of reasons why that happens. Obviously, we do a good job for them. That's like, you know, first and foremost, if you can't do a good job, you're not going to be getting people who are going to shout from the rooftops about your abilities, how good you are, the effect it's had on their business. So obviously that helps. The second part of that, of course, is that really it's not a huge amount of money. I mean, you know, the lowest priced product is like £400 a month, and they get an awful lot for that as well. And, you know, don't forget, £400 a month can be a lot for some businesses. But for most businesses that are within our target audience, which is between 5 and 15 members of staff, those businesses that are doing more than 50,000 a year, you know, £400 a month isn't a huge amount of money for them to spend. So especially when you look at the comparisons of actually employing somebody to do all the marketing, which is £2,500 bare minimum, and that person can just do one thing, maybe image creation or maybe video creation or maybe copy. Whereas when you start paying £400 a month to us, they get all of that included by from people who've got a huge amount of experience, all degree educated. And by the way, having a degree doesn't necessarily mean being skillful or experienced, but in our case it does. Especially on graphics and video, but then the copy is very good, native English people. So it works very, very well. But there's some extra experiences that a customer is going through at the same time as not only receiving great product for a very good price, but they're getting this kind of customer experience. And that's what this podcast is about. I want to talk to you how we've designed it. So I knew that one of the keys, and one of the things I hate, by the way, to a customer relationship is you sign up for some coaching or you sign up for product and you pay, let's say, £5,000 and it's a 12-month product and you get to speak to someone once a month and that's it. There is no other contact. The only other contact is maybe a random Facebook group with other people on the training course that also don't know what they're doing, express themselves as experts, okay? But they're just doing the same training course as you. I don't enjoy that as a client, and I didn't want my clients to enjoy that either. So one of the first things that we put in was regular contact, and the way in which we do it is there's a twofold method in which we do that. The first, actually there's a threefold, but that's one of the sections later. The first way of doing it is that they get a phone call for 1.5 hour every 2 weeks, and in that phone call, it talks about, okay, so we've done all these images, we've done all these videos. What have you got coming up? Have you got any live events? Have you got anything extra special? And if you haven't got anything like super exciting coming up, we'll just make something up for them. Okay, let's go with, you know, summer's coming. Let's make some summer branded images, depending what the client does. And obviously we've got all sorts of different clients. Or it could be, you know, in the month of August, let's just focus on your landing page and let's create some lead magnets for you and some images that just drive people to the landing page that then sign up. And so we come up with all sorts of different ideas for clients that will benefit them over the next month or two. So that's a half hour phone call every week. And you get that with one of our content coordinators, stroke content coaches. So that's half an hour every 2 weeks. So that's regular contact. And then almost daily, they get some method of communication via, and we use Slack here. So if you go to slack.com, we put everybody into their own Slack channels. So if you've got three people working in a business and they all have input on the marketing, then each person can just type and it's just like a group conversation effectively, like on WhatsApp, but it's on a computer or there's an app. But it's like on WhatsApp and everyone can put the two pennies worth in. And then we can, you know, send images over or send videos over. And when they receive them, they download them, they go, yeah, that's great. I should change that color. I should change that wording. Just change this image. Can you just make it say this instead? Actually, I've changed my mind. It happens. We're not going to do that now. We're going to do this. And that's fine. And that's an almost daily contact. So when we talk about the customer experience getting regular contact, in my business, they absolutely do that. Now, the reason why we can do that is that the business is set up in order to do that. Because when we deliver product, our delivery mechanism is based around that customer getting regular contact. Now, there's a couple of extra things that happen here, because the first thing is that if there's a problem, we find out about that problem almost instantly. If, let's say that we've done an image wrong and they just don't like it whatsoever, they hate it, we send it over to them and go, oh no, I don't like that. Can you change this, change that, change this other bit? And go, yeah, that's fine. Next day we send another one. Yeah, that's perfect, spot on. Great, here's the rest of them. Check, we've updated all of them. There you go. So it's like we nip it in the bud. If there's a problem, and our customer retention is very, very good. So if there's a problem, we get to find out about the problem really, really quickly. Like, if you're a residual income business, which is what we are, you know, we don't make profit on a first month or two in, with each client. We only make profit in months three onwards. So our job is we've got to keep the clients on board. If we don't keep the clients on board, which is providing good content for them and helping them get results, good content isn't enough. They have to start getting some results, more followers, more leads, more revenue, more eyeballs, more engagement, whatever that happens to be, more books sold, more bums on seats at events. We've got a client who's just regularly now selling out her events. She's been with us for maybe 10 or 12 months, which is awesome. And every month almost, her book sales have increased. The number in her Facebook group's grown from like 2,000 maybe when they first started with us to over 5,000 in her Facebook group now. Like, they're all potential customers. I mean, imagine how, that's just amazing. But all this comes from regular contact, because then we can get feedback from the clients. And what we might create for one client might not be suitable for another client, so it has to be changed. So because we get that regular feedback, we're in close contact with clients, we just nip it all in the bud. Okay, number two then. We provide something physical in a virtual world. So, you know, I've gone through the high ticket sales trainings, for example, and you sell coaching and it's £9,000. And you get one call a month and two training calls. Well, that's what, £9,000 a month? Like, £3,000 a month, £2,000? How's that work? Well, it's not how much you get, it's the quality. It's bullshit, absolute bullshit. So it used to really wind me up, and I've paid for that, and I've stopped doing that now, because I just didn't get value out of it. And when I look at the stuff that they're giving me, it's nothing that I couldn't have done myself. And admittedly, I've done a lot of training as well, so... So now it's like, we don't need to do that. There is no magic potion, folks. Or discover my seven secrets that you miss. It's bullshit. There are no seven secrets. Hard work, repetitiveness, doing it again and again and again, consistency, hitting the right target audience. You know, it's just the same stuff. There is no magic, you know, discover my five ways. You know, everyone else is doing Facebook ads wrong but us. We've got this magic pill that enables us to get it right first time. It's just bullshit. And by the way, I've still not learned my lesson, because I'm still paying for some of these training courses. But we go on them and we get little snippets here and there, but it's not worth the money that we say it's worth. But, you know, we're doing better than most. So because we're ahead of the game as a percentage of our income, it's not a huge impact. And the learnings are good, then we can pass them on to clients and then they get to benefit as well. So that's why I keep personally doing it. But when you sign up for us, we create some little training courses anyway, which we'll talk about shortly. But something physical in a virtual world. So what I mean by that is, instead of you going on a training course and you learning, and then it's down to you to implement, right? We know that when people go on training courses, only a very small percentage, 20, 30% actually implement anything. Everybody else just pays for it and doesn't do anything. And it's very, very inefficient. And it makes me unhappy as a let's say, a training provider or a services provider, that people are paying good money and not getting anything in return. When we spoke to one of our other clients and they looked at what they got for the £400 a month, they couldn't believe it, because with their previous social media company, they were paying £500 and they were just getting images created. But no videos, no copy was written, and it wasn't even scheduled. Scheduling is a big, big part. It's a big time-consuming part of what we do, scheduling all that content. For the next, you know, 4 weeks is huge, right? It takes up a lot of our time. And so they're paying a lot of money for that. And so they weren't really getting much value. They were getting some images, but they still had to do everything themselves. And so it wasn't efficient. It wasn't effective. So the something physical in a virtual world for us is the images that they get. It's a one-stop shop. So we design the images, we create the images, we publish the images and they get then scheduled maybe 4 weeks in advance sometimes. So the something physical is an image or it's a video. It's something that they can't hold necessarily because it's still in a virtual world. But it's something physical that they can watch, they can see, they can listen to. They can even help create by going Facebook Live, getting little 1 minute video snippets, that kind of thing. But they can then send that to us. We create it and we do everything from start to finish. We edit it. We add music to it. We put an intro on it, an outro. We upload it. We put some copy. We put the link to the call to action. It's, you know, from start to finish, from cradle to grave, for that piece of content to go out, we do all of it. So the client doesn't have to do anything. It's almost automatic. The only bit that they need some creativity on and some input on is actually creating a little bit of content up front. That really helps. And in fact, one of our clients just a couple of days ago said, wow, going live on Facebook in combination with all the content that you're doing is working. That's how you do it. I didn't realize. And so that's awesome. We put that on Facebook because that's a nice bit of feedback to get. We know that this works. So something physical in the virtual world. When you sign up for coaching, you go, here's how you grow your business using social media. Follow these 18 training courses. There's nothing there. There's nothing of substance. You've got to go out and do it yourself. Like sometimes you have to do it yourself. One of the training courses we're just filming right now is our property sourcing training. There's like 50 videos on that one. It's a ridiculous amount of videos, ridiculous amount of content for a great price. So on that, it's still very similar in that it's not something physical, and it's very difficult to do, although they do get some videos that they can share and they get some images and some copy that they can copy and paste to put on adverts and so on. But it's very difficult to provide something physical in a virtual world. With our content and digital marketing, that's exactly what we do through images and video. Okay, number three, and this is something that we're not very good at right now, and that as our revenues increase, it's going to become increasingly more regular. I was trying to avoid the use of the word common. It's going to become increasingly common. So it's going to become increasingly regular. So these are meetups of some kind, not virtual, but actual meetups. I mean, if this business goes the way that we think it's going to go, we're actually going to have much more regular meetups anyway, because we're going to have recording studios up and down the country. You know, one in Leeds, that'll be our first one, where you come into the studio, you do an hour's interview with a podcast interviewer. We film it in the style of Grant Cardone. You know, I'm sure you've seen him where he's got his TV screens behind him and his glass desk, and he does a show every day, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. So that's the intention for us, and that's going to be included in the price. When we get there with big, big revenues, that's the plan. We might not ever get there, by the way, folks. Who the heck knows? But that's the plan eventually. Might be a couple of years off that. But in between that, we want to be starting running meetups. And so the next one actually is in November 2019. It's free of charge for all clients. And so in those meetups, that's where we do physical training. Whiteboard, Q&A, coaching. Like the first one's going to be about sales and marketing funnels and how your content drives traffic into your funnels, and that increases your revenues. And so that's our next meetup in November. But the plan is we're going to start running these quarterly and annually. And the annual one is going to be much, much bigger. I mean, you know, I don't know if you've ever been to Funnel Hacking Live, but it's like going to a rock concert. That's the plan. We're 5 years off that, I reckon. But the smaller ones right now, they're going to happen certainly once or twice a year in 2020. And then 2021 might be quarterly. And then we're going to keep on doing those. So people have regular contact with us. They can meet us face to face. That's going to help with retention of clients, of course. But also, it's included in the price and it's not an upsell or any of that jazz, you know. And I hate when companies, everything's an upsell. Everything is just an upsell. We don't need to upsell. We're very happy at £400 a month per client. And the higher one is between £600 and £700 a month per client. If we can get clients like that, we're happy with that all day long. The business is designed to work at those price point levels. Now, that might change. And in order for us to add more services and more value, we might have to stick it up £100. Who knows? But as we continue through the rest of this year and into next year and the year beyond, we're going to increasingly add these meetups so that other people can then start networking with each other. They get to learn from the person at the front. We can pull in experts in their field to talk from the front, like salespeople, for example, to talk, sales trainers, I should say, to talk them through different techniques. But having that contact face-to-face, when we used to do this a couple of years ago for a coaching product I used to do, I used to fly in to see the kids on a weekend. And then this happened. I used to fly in every 2 weeks, actually. But we would have an event every month. And it was just near the airport in Stansted, because that's where I was flying from at 6 a.m. the next morning. So it would start at 1, it would go through till about 8, 9 o'clock, and we'd have maybe 6 hours of content, and then we'd go and have some food at one of the local restaurants. And it was awesome. Everybody loved it. I got my meal paid for all the time, which was really cool. People rotated for Dan to get his meal paid, which was really nice of them. I really always appreciated that. And it always felt bad. But, you know, in order to give, somebody has to receive. So I'm happy to be the receiver in that case. But I didn't just do it for 3 meals, because we had to pay for room and all sorts of different stuff. But that works really well. And if you can offer something like this, your clients love you for it. If they just get a chance to meet you and like you and know you, they get used to your sense of humour a little bit more, especially if you've got a weird sense of humour like I have. Maybe it's weird, maybe it's normal, who knows. But having meetups quarterly, annual, monthly, all of that stuff is going to help. Now, obviously, you're busy running a business, but we're talking about customer retention. And also, our business is set up for the longer we retain clients, the bigger the business gets, okay? The more revenues we generate, the bigger the profits are. That's just how it works. And our company's designed as a low-profit business model, so we have to keep retaining clients. If not, the business just doesn't work. And so this helps in retaining of clients. Okay, next one. Ongoing best practice training. So, for example, we just edited a video yesterday of A Day in the Life Of, and I wasn't happy with it. So the client has recorded 3 videos, 5 in total, but 3 videos were landscape and 2 videos were portrait. And that's just no good for us. We just can't work with that, because it all has to be either landscape or it all has to be portraits. One or the other, pick one. So the reason why that doesn't work is that then when we put in the portrait into a landscape video, you have these gaps on the left and on the right hand side. It just doesn't work. So I've passed that over to one of our new video editors, who's really good at making music and transitions and making these videos really interesting. So it's gone over to him, and we'll see how that goes to try and kind of save that video, because it's a 25 minute video. It's a big video. So it's obvious. What we need to do is create training around, okay, folks, this is how you do your videos. You know, don't do them all landscape or all, don't do half landscape and half portrait. Pick one. Landscape is better. We can always put it into a square for Instagram, whereas portrait's a bit harder putting it into a square. But we can do landscape. Let's get every single video landscape. Get your equipment sorted out. Get yourself a selfie stick, because if the phone's too close, your face is just taking up the entirety of the phone. It looks weird. And also, people want to see where you are in the background. So we're just about to, in the next few days, record some training that when new clients come on board, okay, folks, you're going to start doing your own videos, going to go Facebook Live. Watch this training. It's 20 minutes long. It's 4 videos of 5 minutes long, or 5 videos of 4 minutes long. Just short and sharp. This is how you do it. This is how we want you to do it, so that we can utilize that footage and get the best looking content back for you, and that'll help. So it's like this ongoing best practice training. One of the other ones is sales training. So I just did some training yesterday for property sourcing, and it's 8 different types of closes that you can use to close a sale. So having done that, I'm like, heck, I should be doing this for clients. And so this then forms, you know, if we're driving traffic to someone's website and they're then getting a phone call from them, they should be able to know how to close that person using one of these different closes. But if they've never done sales training, then how on earth can they do that? So I see that as being part of my role as a digital marketing business, to help people close business. Because if they can't close business off that client, they just blame us. Well, yeah, the lead came through, but it wasn't a good lead. No, it's because you can't close. Yeah, but it wasn't a good lead to begin with. But actually, if we give them some sales training through video, some ongoing best practice training, now they're starting to improve the closing. And then they start suddenly to say, actually, that was a great lead. We closed them. And it's not a lead. It's the ability to close, or it's the ability to qualify the lead, or it's the ability to negotiate. All of these things are really important in anyone's business. But if, you know, I see it as my responsibility to start offering this advice and experience, been in sales since I was 17, so that's what, 30 years, since I was 15 really, selling computer discs in school, so 32 years. But I see that as being part of my role to help people develop their best practice, because people don't know what they don't know until they see it and they go, oh heck, that was me. Okay, I see what you're saying, Dan. Yeah, my sales are crap. I need to up my game there. And they might not recognize it, and they might not want to pay for a training course for 2 days to go on a sales to learn 8 different closes. But if we can do that in 16 minutes, 2 minutes per video, awesome. And also, I've got a spare 2 minutes before my next customer. Let me watch that 2 minute video and understand that close. Let me try and use that close with this client. Perfect. Very short, sharp videos. And that's one of the things that we're now starting to create and put into our customer experience. So in all of that, it means that the end user's getting great customer experience. So they're getting regular contact. They're getting something physical in a virtual world. They're getting regular meetups and regular face-to-face contact. And then they're getting best practice ongoing training. And so all of this adds up to a really great customer experience, which means we get retention of clients. So what's yours going to be? That's the whole point of this podcast. What out of that can you implement into yours? It's not going to cost you a huge amount, but actually you can embed it into your business so it forms part of your business. It is not a bolt-on. It actually is your business. It runs right through the middle of your business like a spine. That's what this regular contact and this customer experience does with ours, because the business is built around it. Without it, the business is nothing. It won't be successful. With it, it's very successful and it retains clients who are very, very happy. Right, good podcast there. Hope you enjoyed that one. Let me know. Give me some feedback. Always like that. Go give us a 5-star review, by the way. We love those. Thank you for those. Let me know and we'll catch up with you on the next podcast. My name's Dan Latter. Take care. Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.